Right now, panel, as you anticipated, it's time to ask you some questions about the week's news. Paula, former House Speaker John Boehner cleaned up the mess of the budget agreement before we left, but he did leave something for new Speaker Paul Ryan to clean up. What?
Graffiti on the walls?
Not quite.
Obama sucks, XUX.
Oh, was there a smell?
Yes, the terrible smell. The smell of?
Defeat?
We'll give it to you. He had to get rid of John Boehner's smell, which was, of course, caused by John Boehner's smoking habit. Oh. The Speaker's office off the House of Representatives in the Capitol smells like an enormous ashtray. This is doubly upsetting for Paul Ryan. As you know, he's a health nut, doesn't like smoking, and as one of the youngest members of Congress, is really more into vaping.
I think Paul Ryan is being a little bit much. I think he's being a little
fastidious.
Demanding.
Yes. Yeah. He said he's going to bring in one of those ionizer type air fresheners they have. If that doesn't work, just a bunch of those pine tree shaped air fresheners.
He is such a classic Rage Against the Machine fan.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to bring in an ionizer. Like,
wait a minute.
The Venn diagram of Paul Ryan and Rage Against the Machine fans is just Paul Ryan.
So he.
That's it. I guess
so
that's
wait a minute. So he is a fan of the anarchist. Punkish band, Rage
yes,
Against the
exactly.
Machine. Does Rage Against the Machine know this?
They do. I think it became a thing in the 2012 election when he was the vice presidential candidate. I don't think Ryan went as far as playing their music at rallies and stuff, probably because Mitt Romney's ears would have bled if that happened.
I think he's forming a quartet there, a Rage Against the Machine quartet.
Oh, I think like a barbershop.
Yeah, they're going to do those songs in barbershop.
Like Trent Lott used to have?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
That was
that would
lovely.
Be great. F you, I won't do what you tell me.
Yeah.
F you, I won't do what you tell me.
F you, I won't do what you tell me.
F you, I won't do what you tell me.